But thanks for coming out for the Marketing Minute. In fact, this is going to be a new segment where our managing director and partner, Joel Sykes, is going to help us understand what's going on in the market. A lot of questions are circulating right now. And the number one question that we're getting from business owners is exactly how this is impacting the sale of a business. So I'm going to frame the question, and then Joel is going to take it away. This question says, I'm assuming for the most part that selling a business is at a standstill unless it's one needing cash to get through this pandemic. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's definitely the question of the day. And we're seeing reactions from acquirers just all across the spectrum. So in the private equity and family office world, we are seeing those groups that are just at a standstill. They're going to preserve cash. They're going to reserve cash for their existing holdings. There are also some bargain hunters out there, some buyers that have substantial liquidity that are looking to make some buyer friendly, some buyer advantageous acquisitions during this period. There are also buyers who are not particularly shaken by this, what we believe will be a temporary downturn. And they are still looking for fundamentally sound companies that are or will be in good position to resume a growth track after the economy, quote unquote, reopens again. So for us, we are not in a rush to take any of our clients to market in the next 60 to 90 days or so, unless there's just a compelling reason to do so. And that compelling reason could be that the company is unlikely to survive or will be severely diminished without some sort of capital intervention during this temporary downturn. The other scenario may be that the company is just remarkably strong and it's showing the ability to persevere through the crisis or maybe even pivot into the crisis and retool to meet new pockets of demand that are emerging in the current market. So an example of that would be a precision machine shop that may have currently be making aerospace and defense components. Perhaps they can pivot to making critical components for medical equipment, such as ventilators. So something like that, you know, it could mean maybe it is time to probe the market and see what's possible out there. But for the most part, we do think that the landscape will be much clearer in the next 60 days or so, and we believe that good companies will still have plenty of opportunities to grow and to thrive, and that good buyers, good acquirers will still be out there looking to make solid deals.
That's some great insight, and I know that we've talked with so many groups out there who say they are looking, they're still on the move, but exactly the way that you put that gets a great frame for our business owner clients and prospects who are just thinking about the future possibilities. So we really appreciate you framing that up for us today. If you've got any questions about your business, about the markets, do not hesitate to reach out. You can email us at info@criadv.com or visit us online, criadv.com. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, just let us know. Take care.